and welcome to Zane Speaks Out on Thursday, September 19th, 2019, Season 2, Episode number 5. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Zane Speaks Out. Today's episode on Season 2, Episode number 5, will be a little bit different than all of the Season 2 podcasts that we have currently had. Today, we don't have a special guest, and today's episode is also going to be quite a substantial amount shorter. And the reason why that is going to be the case is because through the first four episodes, which if you guys have not heard the first four, I would definitely recommend you go back and look at them. They have been fantastic episodes. Episode number one, we had the tractor tire for cancer with Mr. DeAndre Wilson. Episode number two, how to live your passion while working a day job with Thomas Andrew. Joe Parker in episode number three, leaving the USA to pursue a master's degree in France. In episode number four, our latest episode was with Sydney McPhail on how to build and run an online business in the fitness industry. Now, first thing I want to say is I do apologize for missing Tuesday. Typically, I upload every single Tuesday and every Thursday. However, I have been working on season three of my YouTube channel, and season three is about to begin, and I've been putting a lot of time into that. So unfortunately, I didn't have the time to reach out to anybody, or I didn't have the time to record this specific episode for the podcast. So that is the reason that we did miss Tuesday. If you're not subscribed to my YouTube channel, I would definitely ask that you check it out down below. I do all things cars and all things entrepreneurship and business. So if that sounds like your cup of tea, definitely be sure to head on over there and subscribe. Okay, so the reason that I am doing today's episode like I am without a special guest is because I feel like the first four episodes have all had one thing in common. And the reason that I wanted to take today is because I wanted to review what all four episodes have in common. Now, if you look back, all the four of the people that we have interviewed so far on this podcast have been extremely happy. They know what they want. They know their passion. And they're dedicated to not only improving their own craft, but helping others as well do the best job that they can do at whatever it is that they do. Now, the one thing that they all have in common is this. They took a leap to decide that they were going to make the change to do what made them happy, even when they didn't know if there was a door open. They created the opportunity. Now, in 2019, in 2018, in 2020, going to be, I know that the number one reason that most people end up doing something that they don't want to do is because they are scared. People are scared to step out of their comfort zone. People are scared to take the step where they do not know what their future holds. So many people are doing this game of life wrong. They only care about the money. They don't see the happiness side. They don't see the passion side of things. Now, sure, you need money to live life. Absolutely. I have a very expensive taste. I mean, exotic cars, racing, all of the things that make me who I am are obviously extremely expensive. You go back to last year racing, $100,000 in racing terms is practically pocket change. So by no means am I saying you don't need money to live life, because that is completely wrong. But what you need to realize is you must live life to the standard that you wish. You don't need that fancy apartment. You don't need that expensive car. You don't need that perfect cell phone plan. You don't need to go buy the greatest piece of clothing on the market. So many people feel like they do, and that's the reason that they're in the position that they're in. They're in debt. Because of that reason. Now, I'm in debt still. I'm in racing debt, but all of my debt is business debt, and I'm okay with that because my passion is my business. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm currently in. So I am completely okay with that. But I'm talking the bad debt, the debt that people go into that they don't need. They only go into it because they're trying to look cool for their neighbor. Now, I'm not going to go into too much of that because that's kind of a different approach, and that's more of a Gary Vee thing because he talks a lot about that. But fear is today's category of topic, I guess you could say, of interest, because people that are struggling, people that are unhappy, they know what they want to do. They know their passion. Guys, when I left my job at Domino's, I was making decent money, and of course, I was constantly working, which is the whole reason that I was depressed. But when I left, I didn't know anything. I had zero knowledge on what I would be doing. Now, I knew what I loved to do. I knew my passion, but I didn't know how to directly use my passion to make money. When I left Domino's, I had a little bit of money in the bank, and that was it. I literally the next day decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do based off of the passions that I have, because I chose happiness over money. Now, I was making way more money from my passion than I was even at Domino's, and it wasn't even close. However, I was also doing a job that required spending way more money, which is racing cars and traveling all across the United States. So obviously now, if you don't know what I do to offset the cost of my traveling and offset the cost of my racing, is I do video production, I do digital marketing, and I do website design for businesses. Now, what you need to understand is fear is the worst possible thing you can have. Everybody is fearful of something, whether you know it or not. But when you attack fear head on, that is when you start to see the change in life. So today's episode is about challenging you to realize you must step outside of your comfort zone. The people who stay comfortable for their entire lives are the people who end up being miserable and being depressed because they work that 9-to-5 in which they can't do what they want to do. Now, hear me out because I get so much shit for this, but this is what I live by, okay? I don't care what you do as long as you're happy. If you want to work in an office day in and day out from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. every single day and you are happy, fantastic. That's great. That's awesome. That's the goal in life, to be happy. But my problem is with people who work that 8-to-5, 9-to-5, who are miserable and complain and complain and complain, but yet they don't make that change. They don't step outside of their comfort zone. They stay comfortable and stay miserable. Mind you, if you go out of your comfort zone, not only do you gain your passion and your happiness, but you gain knowledge. You gain understanding of life. You see who you truly are as a person. But when you put your back up against the wall, you give yourself no option but to succeed. You know, either I'm going to make this work or I'm going to end up homeless on the side of the road. And you know, that's another thing I want to say real quick, because I actually mentioned this in a previous blog post a few days ago. Perspective. Do you realize how many people look down on the homeless? We view them as trash. We view them as, you know, not even really a human, at least most people do. But do you realize that homeless have more than you? Because I guarantee you that 90% of the people listening to this podcast are heavy in debt. And guess what? Homeless people aren't. They don't have anything, but they're also not negative. They also don't live in the negatives, in the sense of debt. They don't have debt. So, Mr. Johnny, while you're 50 grand in debt, Mike on the side of the road begging for money, he's not in debt. He may have no money, but he's not in debt. So guess what? He's in a better position than you. And if that pisses you off, then you need to realize that you need to take a step back, get in perspective of life, get into gratitude of life, and make the change to get to where you want to be rather than complain about the things that you don't have. Rant over there. Taking a step towards your passion and your happiness is ultimately what drives happiness. I know firsthand because I've been there, and I don't speak on anything that I don't know. If you know me as a person, if I don't know the answer, I will tell you I don't know, because I'm not going to speak on something I either haven't learned or I haven't experienced in life. But when you take that step, you learn so much about yourself. Now, you might be sitting here saying, Zane, I'm not financially stable to where I can do that. Okay, I get that. But guess what? You have a plan, don't you? If you don't, then you need to create one. Everybody has their own life. We are all at different stages in our life. Some of us have kids. Some of us have homes. Some of us have cars. Some of us are in high school. Some of us are in junior high. Some of us are in college. Some are parents. Some aren't. My point being is you have to figure out where you are in your life. You have to figure out what it is that you want to do. You have to figure out your bare minimum income. So if you consider that you have a house and you have three cars and you have two kids and you have a wife, you have a family per se, you have college debt, you might put that at 180 grand a year. Okay, then that's your minimum income. Or you could be single. You could live at home with your parents. You have no kids. You have no cars. You have no college debt. Your bare minimum income might be 30K. But imagine 30K when you have no debt, what you can do with. But see, people are so focused on impressing others that they don't realize what they can do with such a small amount of money. So my point is, we're all at different stages in life. You need to verify. You need to find out where you are at that stage. Figure out your bare minimum income and say, okay, now what am I going to do? How can I take the next step of my happiness to live my passion? And if you're in a family, talk to your significant other about this, because it's important that both of you are happy. I preach happiness because I've been at the stage of depression. I know what it is like to be miserable every single day. And I've also been at the highest of highs, like I am right now, where no matter what goes on in my life, I am so happy because I wake up every single day doing something that I love. And I try to use my experience as a reason for people to realize that it's possible, because if I can do it, you can do it. Because I came from no money. I came from nothing growing up. A single mom, no money. It was not fun. I mean, I had a great childhood and my mom did everything she could for me. But at the end of the day, when I got older to the age of working, I didn't have anything in the sense of I had nothing going for me. I had to create it. And I did, because I saw what my passion was. Now, if you're in the position where you don't know what your passion is, then you must go right now, drop whatever you're doing, and put your ass on a plane to the middle of Mexico. And I say that because you have to realize, you have to take a step back to realize what your passions are. And if you don't know, then you haven't tried enough things. My best thinking comes when I'm away from life, in the sense where I'm not worried about anything except being on vacation and having a good time, whatever that may be. Get on a plane, go out, go travel, realize who you are as a person, understand your likes, understand your dislikes, and use that to build your passion list. That's the first thing that I did when I left my daily job. I built a passion list. I wrote down my five things that I knew I was 100% passionate about that I could do every single day for the rest of my life and no matter what, be happy. That was my passion list. I only knew what that list was because I tried enough things to know what I liked and what I didn't like. If you don't know that, then you have to keep trying things until you figure that out. I figured it out at the age of 23. Some might figure it out at 14. Some might figure it out at 50. But hey, if you figured out at 50, you finally figured it out. So congratulations. And age doesn't matter. This is a marathon, not a sprint. Realize that. We're all on our own path. There's no need to rush something that does not need to be rushed. Listen, I'm always open. If you need some help when it comes to finding your passions or comes to finding your happiness, please shoot me a DM. If you have my number, text me. I will help you out. That's what I'm here for. I try to help people as much as possible figure out what their happiness is, what their passion is, because at the end of the day, that is what matters. Now listen, when you finally do figure this out, you need to realize that you're not going to be making a ton of money off the bat. No matter what it is, it's going to take some time to build, and you must trust the process. You must believe in yourself to know that you can do this. Trust me, when I left, I was not making great money very often out of the gate. It took me quite a while. But you know what? When I finally started to figure out what I was doing right and what I was doing wrong, I was learning from my mistakes. And then the money started to pour in. And I mean at a bad rate, because I was making really good money and I wasn't able to understand what to do with the money. I was spending the money doing the wrong things, like renting exotic cars, staying at 5-star penthouse hotels when I didn't need to. Sure, I love that life and that's a life that I want to live, but I'm not there yet. So I'm going to continue to eat shit until I can get there. Realize that, notice that where you're making your mistakes, and then learn from those mistakes. Now, if you're one of those people that listens to this, or for example, I just had somebody read one of my latest blog posts just a couple of days ago, and they were all ticked off about the fact that I talked about traveling and how they wanted to travel, but they couldn't because of their job. And for some reason, they seemed to get mad at me that I was pointing out the fact that traveling is a great thing. They already knew traveling was great. And that's all I was saying, was that traveling is great. So why are you mad at me that I pointed out something that you already know? The point is that they weren't happy with their job. They knew that they wanted to travel, but they couldn't because of their job. Some people love to travel. Some people don't. And if you're one of those people who doesn't like to travel, well, honestly, I can't talk on it because I don't know what it's like to not like to travel. But if that's you and you're happy, you know, staying at home, then fantastic. That's great. But if you know that you are a person who loves to travel and you can't because of your job, well, then you need to start either really the only option for you is either find a job that allows you to travel everywhere or find a job in which working for yourself that allows you to do what you want to do. Now, like I said, I don't care what you do. If 9 to 5 makes you happy and that's something that you love, then more power to you. That's great. But for me, I think the number one thing that I love in life more than anything is being on the road and traveling. So as I go out and I notice that my greatest opportunity to travel was creating a business for myself, that's the route that I went. And if that's what you want to do, then those are your two options. Perfect example, you know, when I started doing these different drive events for car companies, like I just did one for Chevy in Michigan and Buick and GMC, that is technically a contracted job. So I'm contracted by an employer to go do what I need to do for them and their vehicles, but it allows me to travel. So I love it. I get paid to stay at a hotel. You know, I'm getting paid to drive cars and do stuff with cars. I get to make a vlog out of it. You know, I get free food. I get free hotel stay. I get free travel. Like, why wouldn't I do something like that? So that is something that works for me. So find what works for you. And if you don't know, then you haven't tried enough shit, as I always say. Guys, I am honestly bringing the episode to an end right here because it is 17 minutes long and I completely feel like I have gotten my point across. With that being said, we have the special guest of Michael Johnson coming on to Zane Speaks Out, which will be live on Monday. He is the owner of Tea with Mike, a social media community. And we also have a Scottish person joining us from Scotland on Thursday's episode, known as, I believe it's Ian or Ian. I don't know exactly. I believe it's Ian, but I'll let him talk about his name because I don't know how they pronounce it in Scotland. Regardless, I'm very excited for next week's episodes. You guys should be as well. Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Zane Speaks Out. I will see you guys right back here on Monday. I will see you then. Peace out. And remember, you create your own story.